Shuvah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shuvah Bavli, Daf Lamed Gimel, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Aleph and Mad Aleph at the Mishnah. Mashpia ani aleichem im lo tavoyu teyuduni, sheyeshli biyad ployni, pikodoin, vatsumeth yad vegezel vaveda, Shuvah sheinon yoydim lacha edus, einon hayovim ela achas. If Reuben said, I impose an oath on you if you will not testify for me that ployni owes me a deposit, a loan, stolen property and a lost object, and the witnesses said, we swear that we do not know testimony for you, they are liable only one korban. Shuvah sheinon yoydim lacha edus, sheyesh lacha biyad ployni, pikodoin vatsumeth yad vegezel vaveda, hayovim al kol achas vaachas. If they swore, we don't know testimony that ployni owes you a deposit, loan, stolen property or lost object, they're liable for each of these. Mashpiani aleichem im loy tavoyu uteiduni, sheyeshli biyad ployni chitim vatsayu mekuzmin, shuvah sheinon yoydim lacha edus, sheinon chayovim al achas. If he said, I impose an oath on you, if you will not testify for me that ployni owes to me wheat, barley, and spelt, and the witnesses said, we swear that we don't know testimony for you, they are liable only once. Shuvah sheinon yoydim lacha edus, sheyesh lacha biyad ployni chitim vatsayu mekuzmin, chayovim al kol achas vaachas. If they saw that we do not know that ployni owes you wheat, barley, or spelt, they're liable for each one. The Gemara says, what is the source that Parsha of Shuvah Sa'edus discusses only a claim of money? Amar Belezer, Nema kan, Oyim b'nema Oyim b'vikodin, Ma Oyim ha'oyim b'vikodin, Eina medabe ela b'tviyas mamoin, Af Oyim ha'oyim kan, Eina medabe ela b'tviyas mamoin. The brother answers that it says here twice the word or, which means or, and it says later regarding pikadoin oiz as well. Just like oiz regarding pikadoin discuss a claim of mamoin, also the oiz here discuss a claim of mamoin. And we're referring here to the psukim in Vayikra, Perkei Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Chof Aleph. Oye reitseach yechichu she'ina medabrim b'tviyas mamoin. The Gemara asks, well, the oiz written about a murderer disproves this, because they do not discuss the claim of money. Tanan oyim sheyesh imayim shvur, me oyim sheyesh imayim shvur, v'leichichu oye reitseach she'in imayim shvur. The Gemara answers, we learn about the oiz that there is a shvur with them, from oiz that there's a shvur with them, and we do not disprove this from the oiz written about a murderer where there's no shvur with them. Oye soite yechichu sheyesh imayim shvur, v'ein lemedabe b'tviyas mamayim. The Gemara asks, well, the oiz written about a soite will disprove it because there is a shvur written with them, but they do not discuss a claim of money. Tanin oyim sheyesh imayim shvur v'ein imayim koyin me'ayin k'mayis elu v'yechichu oye soite sheyesh imayim af koyin. The answer is, we learn about oiz that there is a shvur with them and there's no koyin who imposes the shvur with them, from oiz that there's a shvur with them and there's no koyin with them, and we don't disprove this from oiz written about a soite that there's a koyin with them. Oye bitvis v'asayim yechichu she'in medabrim b'tviyas mamayim. The Gemara asks, the oiz written about bitvis v'asayim can disprove it because they don't discuss a claim of money. Dan oyim she'asa b'hem zodin k'shkaga me'oyim k'moysam v'yechichu oye bitvis v'asayim she'asa b'hem zodin k'shkaga. Gemara answers that we learn about oiz in which the Torah made mazid like shogeg from similar oiz, and we don't disprove this from the oiz written about bitvis v'asayim for which the Torah did not make mazid like shogeg. Rikiva oimer, yesh me'ele chayev, yesh me'ele potter, zval mamon chayev, shein mamon potter. Rikiva says that me'ele, some of these are liable and some of them are exempt. A matter of mamon is liable and what is not mamon is exempt. Rikshimon oimer, chayev kan, v'chayev v'pikodon, na pikodon ele medabe ele b'tviyas mamon, Afkan in a medabel of tviyas mamayin. Reb Shimon says that the Torah obligated a korban for full shura here, and it obligated regarding a deposit. Just like a deposit discusses only a claim of mamayin, also here it discusses only a claim of mamayin. We come now to the next Mishnah. Mashpia ani aleichem im loytavoyu v'tiyiduni sheyesh li biyad ployni nezek v'chatzi nezek tashmi kefer v'tashmi arba v'chamisha she'onas ish ployni u'pita es biti v'sheikani bni v'shechoval bi chaveri. Misha says, if he said, I impose a shura on you, if you will not come to testify for me that ployni owes me for damage, or half damage, or kefa, which is double payment for a thief, or payment of 4 or 5 for selling or slaughtering a stolen animal, or for raping or enticing my daughter, or that my son owes me for hitting me, or that ployni wounded me or burned my stack on Yom Kippur, and the New Testament accepted the shura, they're liable. And the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Yisrael Glili Oime Mata Vuleima Vu'eid Oira Oyada Vegeime Le'amarti Ela Be'edus She'efshalif Kayim Be'ediyah U'shaloi Vu'iyah Vu'iyah U'shaloi Be'ediyah. The Gemara brings from a Baisa of Rabbi Yosef Lili, why does it say Vehu Eid Oira Oyada, and he was a witness and he saw or he knew? It discusses only monetary testimony, which can be sustained through knowledge without seeing or seeing without knowledge. What is the case of knowing without seeing in monetary testimony? The answer is, Reuben told Shimon, give to me 200 zuz that you owe me. Shimon replied, I do not owe you. Didn't you admit to me in front of Pliny and Amoni? If they will say so, I will give to you, he replied. Zuhi yediyeh shein ima ru'iyah, osun ba'amrin in da'idile, ve'in da'gazlele, leith anan yodin, ve'in da'uzfe li an yodin. This is yediyeh without seeing. They come and say, yes, he admitted to me, but we don't know whether he stole from him, we don't know whether he lent it to him. Ve'ibla yediyeh, ve'amrin he'chavida. What's the case of seeing without yediyeh, without knowledge in monetary testimony? Reuben told Shimon, give to me 200 ziz that you owe me. Shimon replied, I don't owe you. Didn't I count out 200 and give it to you in front of Pliny and Amoni? If they all say so, I'll give you, he replied. Zuhi ru'iya sheinim ha'idiya, asan va'amrin, in mana de'in de'gazle li, nanyadin, de'in ma'vishamale li, ananyadin. This is seeing without yediyah. They come and say, yes, he counted out to him, but we don't know whether he returned what he stole from him, we don't know whether he lent him. Tenni knaf, biti shubiyadcha, v'ho imelein, nishchayavti knaf, miyamai, v'eidim, miyidim, shinishchayav knaf, v'inan yadin, in knaf baote, in knaf isa ochoi. Another case of yediyah without seeing is that Reuben told Shimon, give to me the fine you owe me for my daughter, means for rape or enticement or moiti shemra. Shimon replied, I was never obligated in a fine, and the witnesses testified that he was obligated a fine, but we don't know whether it was a fine for Reuben's daughter or for another woman. Anasta upetita efbiti behu oime lo yenafti vepetiti isha miyamai ve'idim miyidim cha'anas isha ve'inan yadin in baote hu hava in isa choi. Reuben told Shimon, you raped or enticed my daughter, pay me the boishes and the pagam. Shimon replied, I never raped or enticed a woman. And the witnesses testified that he did rape or entice a woman, but we don't know whether it was his daughter or another woman. Reuben told Shimon, you killed my ox or cut my young tree, and brought witnesses who say so, and Shimon says, I don't know, he's liable. If he says, you told me to kill or cut it, we follow the majority of young trees. Mahu hochin acha roiv natiyos? What does it mean? We follow the majority of young trees. And Rav Chagai in hava teyre nagchan hava maale im hayu natiyosa v'teilos hu maale. Rav Chagai answered, if his ox was a gora, presumably he told him to kill it. If his young trees were idle, not producing and prone to fall, presumably he told him to cut it. And Rav Yudan in aimiv mamoin maache to yachel meimale, I should say loyaragti lekasavti. To Yochel Meimele, Ata Amadli, Laharoig, Lekseis. Rav Yudin says that we don't say about Mamoin, Migu, means, for example, since I could say I didn't kill it or cut it, believe me to say, you told me to kill or cut it.